Now to Louise Story, the finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. You know, the finances are often as difficult to predict as the weather, but Louise, you did it. You said that they were going to do something for people who could afford to pay their mortgage but had lost their job, and it looks like that's happened, right?
It does. I don't have a crystal ball, but I have put my ear to the ground down here in Washington, and bank lobbyists were telling me that people who are unemployed need help with their mortgages. And yesterday, Barney Frank, who you know is a very powerful lawmaker in the House, said that he's going to push for $2 billion of the money we've gotten back from the banks to be used to help people who are unemployed not be foreclosed on. So it's pretty big news.
And that's very different from what we've had before, which focused on new home buyers, right? And mortgage modification.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I mean, in the past, you had to show you were going to have an income to get help on your mortgage. And the problem is more and more people don't have incomes. More and more people are losing their jobs. And so this is a bit of a realization, too, on the part of lawmakers that, look, we got to think about these unemployed people a little more carefully. We're seeing signs from the White House that they may provide more assistance for unemployed people because the problem's dragging on.
So we also saw a rally in stocks for U.S. banks yesterday. Some people were surprised by that. What caused that?
Well, you know, Goldman Sachs put out a report, and, you know, anything coming out of Goldman has a kind of golden glow. And they said that they think there's going to be a dramatic improvement in bank earnings power. And remember, when you hear this now, on the one hand, you should feel kind of happy because we own these banks. You know, we own stock in Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Those are two of the banks that Goldman Sachs are going to
said literally we
the taxpayers.
Them.
Yeah, literally we. That's what I mean. Literally we own them, and we rescued them. So on the one hand, you should feel happy when you see that their earnings are improving. But on the other hand, you've got to wonder, are they improving because they're going to rip people off? Are they going to rip consumers off to make these better earnings? So I don't know.
That's a very serious other hand. Louise Story, thank you, finance reporter for the New York Times.